Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with our special guest, basketball coach Steve Doan. Now, if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and listen to it to get caught up, because we don't have a lot of time to recap everything. But, you know, you really missed a great portion of the interview if you missed yesterday. Now, Coach Steve is a successful basketball coach with championship experience at the professional and collegiate levels. He was an NBA scout for the Cavaliers, and he's been coaching and working in player development and scouting for over 30 years. But it wasn't enough. Even though he was making a seven-figure salary, had a beautiful home, had, you know, beautiful wife, beautiful kids, he was still willing to consider killing himself because something was missing. Even though he was around other Christians all this time and thought he was a Christian, something was missing. And it wasn't until he really, truly found Christ that his life began to turn around. He even told me that he's read, you know, many self-help books over all the years and soaked up a lot of the philosophy, but yet it just wasn't enough. As a matter of fact, that's where we're going to start this portion of the interview off, is talking about all of the self-help books that he did read over the years and how that influenced them. I'll get back into the interview with Coach Steve Doan. Now, you told me that, you know, you've read many self-help books over the years.
And
you soaked up much of the philosophy that the world has to offer, but it didn't bring you the happiness you were looking for.
No.
Tell us about that time in your life and how the Lord changed it all around.
Well, I'll tell you, let me back up. You know, basketball coaches, usually we're big readers. We're big readers because we have to inspire people. And we have to technically get up to speed. And, you know, if Rick Pitino has a new book out back in the day, we're going to read that or whatever. And so we usually have big libraries. But the mindset is usually how we're going to get those players switched on. And with that, you know, you're also reading a lot of self-help books. And you're really into that self-help section. Okay. So I had a big library, you know, 25, 30 years of all personal development books. And I picked up some things, but again, I still didn't know God. It was still the void in my life. Mm-hmm. Now, I think your question was really what happened. Right. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. How that led to you truly meeting the Lord.
Okay. So I'm going to go into this, you know, really dovetail in this a little bit. So I was currently coaching in New Zealand, and this is for your listeners, because if you're frustrated or you're unhappy at any age, or you're at unrest, or you're a little bit depressed or emotionally just not switched on, I think in a lot of ways it's a good sign. I think God activates, and I was just kind of miserable. If you looked at me from the outside, you'd say, gosh, you know, here's a guy living in a $1 million home by the beach. He has a pretty wife, four kids, the whole bit. What the heck is wrong with this guy? If you could cut a cup open my heart, right?
Yeah.
So at the time, you know, God, he just, there are some things that happened, some financial things that just didn't happen right. And then, you know, my basketball career isn't where I wanted to be. I'm just kind of miserable. And, finally, I just was at a breaking point, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm just going to walk over to the beach and have a one-on-one. And I just said, I remember something about writing stuff down. So I just started writing down a list. I still didn't know the Lord at the time, but I'm just so frustrated. I don't know where else to go. Right. I'm tired. Right. I'm depressed. I'm unhappy. You know, I'm smiling at everybody around the neighborhood, but internally I'm a mess. So I write everything down, and I just bring it to the Lord on the beach and said, look, you know, here it is. I didn't hold anything back. Everything in my mind, my former sinful life, workaholic, not being the husband I need to be, not being the dad. Not to guilt trip your listeners out, just is what I did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know at the time God was working on me. I didn't have anywhere else to go. Right. And I had this, I always believe this too. I don't believe there's such thing as an atheist or an agnostic. Yeah, God tells us in his word, everybody knows there's God. So I didn't mess around with my own mindset. I know there's a God. I know he's out there. I know he created me. I know he created the world. I'm just going to go to the beach and put it out there. And when I did that, I brought it home, told him everything, and went upstairs and said, I need your help. It's one thing to tell you everything in my life. I need your help.
Amen.
And that was the beginning. I told him everything. I didn't know him. I didn't even know he loved me. I was just begging that he would hear me. Amen. And I asked him to help me in the current situation. And that's what kind of led to the rest of the process.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And was it during this time that you happened across these different, what you call now the weekend process? And after experiencing great results yourself, you now have this passion in your heart to help others around the world as well, right?
Yes, yes. And so after I became a Jesus follower, someone that loved God, I said, well, I have to write this down because it's a very quick, easy process. And so anybody can do this quickly. They don't have to wait. They're going to see results very, very quickly, very, very quickly, within days, days, if not hours. And so I'll go through the process a little bit. I hope I answer your question is that, as I went to the Lord and, kind of the next morning and I asked him for help, I didn't know the Bible said at the time, if we ask for wisdom, he will give it to us quickly. Mm. I didn't know that. Okay. And I didn't know, he said he'll give it abundantly as well. So when I asked for help, I didn't know how quickly it was going to come. Amen. It doesn't mean my life was perfect the next morning. But the next morning I said, I don't want to fool myself. I went to the Lord and repented for my life. I didn't go and confess my problems anymore. I said, look, Lord, you heard me. And I put it all out and I repented. And I said to him, I would like to know you. I don't know you. I know some friends that know you, but I don't know you. And that was kind of a 24-hour process where it all began to start. Mm-hmm. And then as I was convicted on that, it's like, look, I kind of got some funny hobbies. So one of my, like, I go to YouTube and watch some stupid things, wasting my time. And I'm just convicted that I need to start listening to some things on the radio, or at least listening to the Bible, because I've asked them to help me, and I want to start putting my mind right, at least hearing God's word, listen to some testimonies. Mm-hmm. I listened to quite a few I Am Second videos. I found those online. I found some Charles Stanley services. I just started listening to the Bible, and I didn't know at that time God said, wait on me. Yeah. He will answer.
Amen. And your recent book is called Time Out, Rethinking Your Life Strategy, A Weekend Encouragement with Coach Doan. It's now out. Can you give us a brief synopsis of this book?
Well, I'm kind of telling you the story at the same time. Let me tell you the synopsis. Okay. It's really a real simple process, and anybody can go. They can go to Amazon and buy it for, I think, $5-6, or they can get it for free on audiobook. I put it on YouTube, or it's on the Amazon Kindle Unlimited. I'm not sure how that all works, but anybody could get it for free if they listen to it. So what I did, typical basketball coach, I wrote things down in steps. After I became a child of God, and I'll finish that story in a minute, is I wanted to give out to coach friends of mine, hey, this is what happened to me. These are the steps, and you're going to get very quick results. I got quick results within days. Amen. I didn't know it at the time, but God gave me an abundant amount of wisdom, his wisdom, and there's some steps that I took. So what I did is just said, look, I wanted to make a little 25, 30-minute read where any man at any age that's having some stress can listen to this online or go through the booklet and have some great results at zero cost. And that's it. That's how, and I just broke it down in real easy steps about what you must do to have the life you want.
Amen. Amen. And what sparked in your heart the need to write this book? And why now? Why did you feel the need to do it right now?
Well, can I back up a little bit and answer that question?
Yeah.
When God, after I asked to know him, and he does for a lot of men, he isolates us. He moves us to an area in our lives, and he changes our heart and changes our mind. Yeah. Okay. He orchestrates what he needs to orchestrate. And sometimes it's extremely painful. Okay. Yeah. But one of the things he did with me is as I was reading the Bible, I was like, oh, wow, I'm waiting on him, but he's asking me to do two things. And I didn't know this because remember, this is all I have. My marriage is holding on by a thread. I'm miserable inside. I mean, he's all I have now is that relationship to go to him. Mm-hmm. And I read in the Bible, it said, I need to forgive others. I didn't want to forgive anyone. I was a king of anger. Okay. I mean, I held grudges on so many people that have been dead for years. I'm still angry at them. Okay. Mm. So the first step was I had to lay down all my anger and forgive everyone. I had to forgive my mother and my father and some siblings and some relationships because God said, I need to first go before I come back to him. I need to forgive everybody. And boy, did my life change. But probably the next day when that happened.
Amen. Okay.
And then as I dug a little deeper in the Bible, it said, if I wanted God to hear me, and this is sometimes the church misses this one. It says, go and honor your wife, mine Kim, in all things so my prayers would not be hindered. In other words, Steve, if you want to talk to me direct 24/7, you need to forgive everyone and you need to honor your wife in all things. So now I'm in panic mode. What does that look like? Right. So I had to do some real soul searching on that. Okay. Honor my wife. So in all things and forgive everyone. Boy, those are two huge ones for me to have the relationship with the Lord. Well, it was probably about 6 to 8 months later. I was in the Marriott Hotel and I realized God loved me. He's forgiven me. He's changed my heart. He changed my mind. I was in a relationship with him. I just couldn't stop crying. I was in the Marriott Hotel in Mountain View and I was just so grateful. I was sitting there. No one could see me. I could start sobbing that he loved me. And I had no idea. And he's forgiven me and he's given me wisdom and he's given me everything. And so when that happens, I was saying, well, I need to tell people, and everybody I know is around basketball. I need to tell people about what happened. And now I'm back in the United States. And so I met with some of my ex-players at a basketball camp. Hey, coach, what's going on? I'm trying to, they knew me as a little antichrist coaching back in the day. And I was telling them about how much God loved them and how much they could go to the Lord and ask for wisdom. And I was kind of all over the map. Because I'm just excited. And I said, I need to slow down here. I need to put it on a little easy read so I can pass it out to others or tell it, or any man can go, look, I need some quick results here. I can't wait. I need some results quickly. And I need to go to the Lord and just tell him everything, ask for help, forgive everyone. While you're waiting on the Lord, honor your wife in all things, or your future wife, while you're waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that's what made me, I was so excited and so grateful for what the Lord has done that I wanted to put it and get it out to as many men as possible.
Amen. Amen. And although, your book's written from the basketball perspective, because that's your background, but it will help men everywhere that feel frustrated or stressed or feel some kind of unrest, right?
Yes, yes. My first book was a lot around basketball and life skills. Now, when I wrote that first book, I finished that. I didn't know the Lord I knew about him, and God was working at me in that time. There's a lot of great leadership things I picked up and I put in my first book. I think that was a few years ago. The second book is about character first, player development, kind of directed on athletes. This book, it has no basketball in it. You just happen to know me as a basketball guy. This book is for anybody. Amen. It's not focused on athletes or on coaches. So I use it now, and I can pass it out and get it to as many men as possible that are just looking for a change and a great life. Yeah. If they're not looking, don't save the $4. Right? But if you're out on rest and you're looking to have a life of integrity and be authentic, you know, like I said, go to YouTube at Coach Doan, one word, COACHDONE, one word. And they should be able to find it on YouTube or Kindle. Amen. And it should only be about 25 minutes.
Amen. Amen. Your book's short. It's like 20 some pages long.
Very short.
So they can read it through in one sitting if they want.
Yes, they can.
How you talk about transforming your life in one weekend. How does that work?
Well, mine was a longer process, but it's really about 9 steps. And somebody can shorten it down and say, look, I'm going to go through these steps. Mm-hmm. And I always say a weekend because I thought a weekend, you know, on Friday after work, you can kind of take a break. And I just put it in one week. And I mean, it could be a week. I just put it in one weekend because I just thought that would be a nice way to go about the process. Amen. It's a very simple process. They're going to get great results, and it will definitely, definitely improve their life quickly.
Amen. Can you give us the steps like in bullet form?
I can give you a little bit of steps here. Now, step one is write everything down. Just get it all on paper. Write. Step two, tell God everything. So, you know, one and two, you kind of combine, but tell him everything. Don't mess around. He loves you. He wants to hear from you. He knows what's on your heart. Let him know what's on your heart. Okay, really dig deep on that. Isolate yourself. Don't have the family around or your mates around. Just go by yourself. And don't forget when you're asking for help. So asking God for help is key, even though he knows it's on your heart. Step three is, you know, I did this the next morning, is if you feel really convicted, and I hope you do, is go to the Lord and confess and repent to him. Just repent in the way of, look, you're not God. I'm not God. We're talking to a holy God, and we've tried to do life our way, and we need to repent for that.
Yeah.
And just let him know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Step four, while you're waiting on the Lord, get yourself in some Bible reading or some audio. That's what I did on Saturday. I said, look, instead of listening to YouTube, I'm going to listen to some Bible reading or just listen to some cute testimonies on YouTube or some Charles Stanley or some Alistair Begg or, you know, just some nice little services. So I get myself under the hearing of God's word. Very easy to do. Number five, ask God for wisdom. He will give it to you quickly your next day. He says he'll give it abundantly and quickly to you when you ask for his wisdom. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Step six and seven, real simple, but you have to take it real serious. As I was the king of anger, I didn't really want to forgive everybody. It became part of my identity. I actually enjoyed, how crazy it sounds, is step six and seven. I had to forgive others because I wanted to go back to God and talk to him. And I think that's the big lie in a lot in the Christian community, is that we can go to the Lord 24/7. It doesn't say that with men. It says we can, when we ask to repent, to know him, we can go to the Lord 24/7. But as he is working with us, he gives us real clear instructions, us men. Yeah. We need to forgive and honor our wives in all things, or our future wives. So our discussion with God, he hears us all the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he tells us real clear in the Bible. That kind of scared me a little bit. And number eight and number nine, I mean, is that as we become children who seek the Lord and God brings you to him, is, you know, I it's just an encouragement to tell others at some point of what God has done in your life.
Yeah, amen.
And I think the role as we become men who love God is to encourage, is to reinforce to other men how much God loves them.
Yeah, amen.
I think he loves you, and he wants to hear from you, and he wants a relationship with you. And that's it.
Amen. Amen. And you share that in one weekend. I mean, if
one weekend.
Yeah.
I think a weekend's good.
Through these steps in one weekend.
One weekend. I think it's a good weekend process because, I mean, you could go through it all in one night. But I think if you really want to spend some time with the Lord, and I think from experience that when God stirs us and he to forgive and to honor our wives and all things, sometimes he does those steps first. Yeah. He stirs us up. Wait a minute here. I'm not where I want to be. And I'm angry. I'm unforgiving. And I'm not honoring my wife in all things. Yeah. Oftentimes, you know, he'll move the steps around.
Yeah.
But I know for a weekend, I think that anybody that's being stirred and God's working on their conscience wants to go to the Lord and spend some real time with the Lord, you know, a good hour or two, just you and him.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And what's been the feedback you've received from others on this book?
Well, you know, I'm more of a seed planter, excuse me, than anything else, you know, so I don't usually ask for much feedback from others. Mm-hmm. I've had somebody in our family that God is taking through this process right now. You know, it's been great to watch. So I'm a kind of an observer. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a seed planter of encouraging men, how much God loves them. Mm-hmm. And he wants a strong relationship. And we can go to God 24/7 and ask for wisdom. He'll give it abundantly. And that's really what I do. Amen. Yes, people that have looked at the book, oh, you know, coach, this is a great little booklet, those kind of things. You know, it's been positive. But most importantly is that it's really to plant seeds and to help somebody. It's not for them to call me and say what a, you know, cool book it is. And I don't really seek that. I'm seeking to just, I wish I knew about this process when I was younger.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 This is so interesting. And as you said, your book is available on Amazon and the audio version is available on YouTube.
Yes, the book's
Kindle,
called.
They're involved in yeah. that. What is it called? Kindle Unlimited. It's free.
Yes, I think so. The book's yeah. called "Time Out: Rethinking Your Life Strategy: A Weekend of Encouragement with Coach Doan."
Yeah.
And like you're right, and I wanted to just make sure we get it out to as many people as possible. And I know, I'm positive, it was going to help your life very quickly.
Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
very quickly.
Coach Steve, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or maybe do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Well, they'd probably go through you first. Well, I think the best thing is you email me, coachdone@yahoo.com. That's probably the best way to get to me. It's all one word, C-O-A-C-H-D-O-N-E, like Coach Dunn, mm-hmm. @yahoo.com.
Amen.
Or they have any questions, they can go through. I'm not that technical, but I know they can go through YouTube and maybe ask a question under the Coach Dome.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. You know, folks, this book by Coach Steve Doan, I can't say enough about how impressed I am. I mean, you've heard his story, you've heard his background, but despite all the success, he still found himself in a place where it didn't matter. All he needed was God. Amen. Now, several years later, he's sharing his story and the processes that brought him to the place of knowing the love of God and how dramatically his life was changed and improved. Now he's sharing that information with you. You need to get this book, Time Out, Rethinking Your Life Strategy, A Weekend of Encouragement with Coach Doan. Go through it. One weekend. That's all it will take to change the direction of your life forever. Even if you already have a great relationship with the Lord, nobody's perfect. Wouldn't you want to go to an even deeper level with God? Changing and improving your relationship with your spouse, your family, your coworkers, basically everyone that matters to you. Wouldn't you want that kind of love to come out of you? Sure you do. So go down to the show notes, click the link to order your copy of this great book, Time Out, Rethinking Your Life Strategy, A Weekend of Encouragement with Coach Doan. The cost is minimal, even free if you have Kindle Unlimited. and play it on Amazon, or you can go watch or listen to the, and watch the video on YouTube, but only a couple of dollars if you don't. I mean, there is absolutely no reason why you cannot get this book today. So go down the show notes, click link, get it today. By the time you go to work next week, you could be walking a new path of life that even you could not have predicted. Amen. And if you know someone who plays basketball, glory to God, get them a copy of this book. They'll resonate with the stories and the author, Coach Steve Doan. Amen. Someone who's been there and done that, and who's talk, you know, he can talk the lingo and reaches out to young men everywhere to make them into better men. Coach Steve, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I mean, it's been great, and I know your book is going to help a lot of people listening to us right now.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And again, just a reminder all the men out there that God really loves you, and he wants to hear from you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Coach Steve Doan and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.